the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm going deep into the archives, Shirley. Deep, deep, deep into the prank archives. Let's see what we got here. Page 222. What we have is that your husband? Is that your husband?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because you on that Inspector Gadget, blank.
Yes, come on, detective.
You on that Inspector Gadget, blank. So, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Here it is. Is that your husband?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Karen, hey, listen, my name is Mark. Are you married to Jason?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got the right person. Listen, I don't even know how to say this to you. My name is Mark. I follow my wife today.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm at a park, and I'm almost certain that my wife is right now. I'm about 200 or 300 yards away, but I'm almost certain my wife is holding hands with your husband, Jason. So,
hold on. When you see my husband at the park with your wife, how long have you been following them?
I followed my wife this morning because I just was feeling like real weird about, you know, something going on. And I followed her, and I'm at the park right now. And, I think she's with Jason. I think she's with your husband.
What type of car do you see Jason in?
A Lexus.
What color is it?
White.
Okay, that's him. So he's supposed to have went to work today. And it's Sunday, and they had some overtime that he's supposed to be doing at work today. And he's at a park with your wife. Are you close to them?
I'm not close to him. I tried to stay back. Wait. Hold up. She just kissed him.
She just kissed who?
My wife just kissed your husband.
What'd you say your wife's name is again?
My wife's name is Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, what park they at?
They at Langley Park. I'm at Langley Park right now. I'm about 200 yards away from them, and I'm looking at. She just kissed him again. I cannot believe this, man.
I know well. You're not telling me that your wife is kissing my f-ing husband. How did you get my number? That's all up. Back this up. How did you get my number? And who are you?
Like I say, my name is Mark. A buddy of mine named Fitzgerald. He knows Jason.
I don't know Fitzgerald. I don't want to know how you get my number.
Fitz told me he knew Jason and some kind of way got me your phone number. I don't even know who he got your number from. All I know is your husband is kissing my wife right now. That's what I know.
Okay, you just sitting there watching. Give me the number. We can change this right now. You sitting there watching on some Inspector Gadget. I'll go and bust all this up because I don't play that. Because he said he had to work this morning, some of the overtime. Don't have time. Who does that in the park with some body? It's too cold to be in the park anyway. You can't feed no ducks. Give me the address of this Langley Park.
Okay, wait a minute. They getting a blanket out the car.
Now, who does that? I know well, he ain't no romantic type of guy. He never take me to no park, but
they getting a blanket out the car and going deeper into the park. I cannot believe this. They getting the blanket. Now, I'm looking at...
Give me the park address.
You got wine and wine glasses.
Mark, give me the address of the park. You want some white boy stuff? I'm trying to go. I'll bust that up. I don't have time for that calling me all started and watching your wife. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to hand him his ass. Okay, let's stop this right now. Take your over there to the park and give him the phone. I don't have time for this. You sitting up there watching your wife with my... You calling me. What kind of you? You're supposed to be up there getting on that because if I was there, I'd be the slap that and I've been handing him his cap. Go hand him the phone. Take up there and hand him the phone. What the hell are you calling me for?
I'm trying to see what else they going to do. That's what
you
I'm trying to do.
Thing. You done seen enough. All that pointing that be over there doing, putting out a guy. What you want, wait to see him? Take your ass over to hand him the phone. I know Jason ain't in no park with no I'm got my at home. I am on our third child pregnant with a baby. But I don't give a I'll go up there and whoop his while I'm pregnant. I know well Jason ain't in no park with no don't hand him the phone.
Let me step out the truck. Hold on. They drinking wine right now.
I don't give a about that. Go hand him the phone. Walk over there and hand him the phone. I don't know what you do with yours. I don't play about mine.
Oh, man, they just...
Mark. I don't know who you are, but go hand him the phone. Go hand him the phone. You sitting up there watching with your weak... Who in the are you anyway?
That's my wife he with. He with my wife.
You must be old... Because if you was one of them big old yoked up black... One of us got on his... Who does that? You sitting up there watching him at the... Park. I'm telling you now, I'm whooping that when I see her. I'm whooping your wife, then I'm whooping Jason, and I'm gonna slap your calling me with this. You sitting up there calling me, got my blood pressure, scar high, while you sitting up there watching my husband with your wife. You supposed to be all on top of that. Okay. Yeah, when I see you got that coming too, but I'm gonna find this Langley Park right now. I'm gonna get off the phone because I'll be up there. I'm gonna show you how.
Okay, hold on. Somebody wanna talk to you.
Get on the phone.
Hello,
who is this?
This Tommy.
Tommy who?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
This is some you almost made me have my baby up in this house this morning. And I got two more months to go.
Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
He know better than that shit. I'm whooping anyway when he come on.
He told me, say, look, man, my wife is a no-nonsense. She don't take no drama, none of that. He told
that don't
me
make no sense, because I was like, what man sit there and watch their wife at the park? What man does that? This is crazy. But you tell him, I got him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to ask you this, baby. One more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. I'm going to get Jason with this. No, Tommy, I'm going to get you. I'll show you what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm just going to name the baby Tommy. Tell him that for a joke.
Tell him you're going to name the baby Tommy?
Yeah, tell Jason that I'm going to name the baby Tommy.
Thank you. Far too kind. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes.
Too kind. Huntsville, Alabama. The nephew is coming. That is this Friday and Saturday. Levity Live, baby. The nephew is coming. So come hang out with your boy. Been a long time since I've been there. Come hang out.
And where you at, Tommy? Where you at again?
Levity Live. It is in Huntsville, Alabama. Comedy Club. Levity Live. Yeah, that's the name of the boss, man. I am geared up because the 26th, ladies and gentlemen, Friday the 26th, the nephew hits 150 episodes of Ready to Love. 150th episode.
Come on, man.
Ready to Love is coming.
Boy, you almost a season of Family Feud. All you need is 50 more.
Be quiet, Steve.
I ain't quite where you at, boss, man, but I'm on the rise. I'm trying. 150, baby. I'm proud of it. Here it comes. So, yeah.
That's
150,
great,
good.
Congratulations.
Give me a nice little cake and celebrate a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever the current host, you know, of Family Feud decides, you know, he wants to walk away off into the sunset, and then I'll walk into the sunset.
Yeah, and I think you should do that. But before you do it, I think you need to let a year go by. Don't run right in behind it.
No, because whoever get it that year going to try to keep it for 20.
No, whoever get it that year is going to be a glaring difference you don't want to be.
All right, nephew, thank you.
Have it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.